Back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. It is 9:33, talking with Ron Fear, City Manager with the City of Manhattan, and Mayor Yusha Reddy. City Commission has a meeting tonight at 7 p.m. Just two items on the agenda here tonight for the general agenda, and they're both big items, including the next one, a really big item, actually. It's considering a city-state agreement with the Kansas Department of Transportation for a cost-share grant totaling $2.9 million for the Kimball Avenue reconstruction as part of the North Campus Corridor Plan, a.k.a. The Edge, which is what K-State is calling it now, that Edge District. Let's talk a little bit more about this big news here tonight.
Sure. Thanks, Brandon. The KDOT earlier this year came out with this new economic development cost share grant program, which is really kind of a stimulus across the state. This is their second year of doing that. We actually applied for this last year, but we applied for a much bigger dollar amount, and there was a limited amount that went across statewide. So we tried a new strategy and asked for less money, and we're fortunate to be able to get some dollars. And actually, it's the second KDOT grant that we've received. The first one we got a little over a year ago, and it's also for a section of Kimball Avenue to the east of Denison, between Denison and North Manhattan. And so we'll actually have both projects to be working on simultaneously. So this one, because of the grant award, moves up a little bit in the timeline, but the sequencing is right because this project is about a $10 million project overall. So this KDOT grant providing roughly a third of it will help us a lot with our overall funding for the improvement. And it picks up where the current project at College and Kimball Avenue is currently undergoing construction. A lot of the work on College Avenue is done. About half of the work on the intersection is done. And so it goes from College to about the, just past the entrance of the west parking lot entrance. And so this project will pick that up at that location and take it all the way through the Grain Science entrance. So the Kansas Wheat Commission, the Rowing Center, past the access road that goes, that runs along the west side of the recreation fields. And so it really is that big middle section, if you will, and terminates as it gets closer to the Foundation Research Park or Foundation Park. So it's again, it's about a $10 million project. It's a comprehensive project, and it really, some of the key factors, it's really to enhance safety and traffic movement along this corridor. You know, I've told the commission that, you know, Kimball Avenue is an old rural roadway that was annexed into the city when we annexed the university back in the 90s and really hasn't had much done to it. Since then, there's been a ton of investment along that corridor and in this whole Edge District, from athletics to K-State to the K-State Foundation, obviously MBAF, and we see that only just continuing. And so these improvements will enhance those developments and provide service, better service to the existing developments. Again, some of the main features are turning lanes along the way. This area has had 23 crashes in the last 5 years. 17 of those are rear end, and that's really what this corridor lacks. So you're rolling along about 40 miles an hour and somebody decides they're going to make a left-hand turn in what would normally be a higher speed lane, the left inside lane. And so they that's where most of those rear end and some injury accidents, some angle crashes. So this creates turning lanes at some of the major nodes. It adds a major intersection there at the entrance to the grain science facilities. Again, that's the International Grains Program, the milling science, all of that, the Kansas Wheat Commission. And then that's on the north side. On the south side is the Rowing Center and an entrance to the east parking for K-State. So a signalized intersection there. Significant pedestrian improvements along the corridor, both on the south and the north sides, with large walkways and trails. One of the other significant enhancements with this expansion and creating the turning lanes, we're also putting some medians up to separate those roadway functions better, getting rid of the overhead power lines. If you've been out by college in Kimball, you've noticed that it makes a big difference, but the current power lines are in the way for this expansion. So they either need to be moved or relocated underground. And the plan all along has been to put those underground. And so also as part of this contract, we want them to get a head start on the actual project. The underground is not part of the KDOT grant project, but it is part of the overall project. And so it's an agreement with Evergy to provide them services to be able to put this service underground and continue that where they left off on the Kimball and College phase. And then also a contract with Larson Construction, who's their certified installer, to be able to put in the underground infrastructure to receive those lines. So it's an extensive agreement and contract, a lot of different funding sources for it. In addition to the KDOT grant, we have City University funds. We've got a little bit of stormwater and a little bit of sanitary sewer funding in it for projects that fund those pieces of infrastructure, as well as our economic development funds. So it's an exciting project, and it's a major and significant project along this corridor, and will certainly complement all of the other activity that's been occurring. It will look at having two additional. This project and the other project further to the east, likely going on at the same time over next summer. So if you've been traveling Kimball along the corridor the past few summers, the orange cones will continue, but it'll be a significant improvement for the community and the region.
Mayor Reddy, I imagine probably the will of the commission tonight is to probably accept this. I guess we'll wait and see, but that's a pretty significant grant to be able to get for a project of this size.
Yeah, I think, I think we will have a really good discussion about it. You're right, the $2.9 million is a pretty hefty grant, but the overall picture is $10 million. And, Ron mentioned the rest of the funding, so the other $7 million probably coming from City University funds, EcoDevo, bond and interest, water and stormwater. So there's still quite a large component that we need to take care of. We're still going to waiting to hear back from the federal grant about the build grant that the city has applied for, and we'll probably hear back in fall. So hopefully if we get that, I think we applied for $7.9 million. And hopefully if we get that, that will also help fund this project. The Evergy piece of it, like Ron said, is something that's critical in this area. And it just makes good sense to have it underground. I think that's where most communities are going for right now, instead of overhead. And that's a hefty chunk of money there as well. The more grant money we get, the better. And when we say grant money, this is our taxpayer money. And there is a process that, each city municipality has to apply and get awarded those funds for our community. So we need to be in a position where we have projects that they feel are viable and worth investing in. And I think the community, Kansas State University and the city, believe in the EDGE project or the North Campus Corridor as one of the pieces we can leverage for our future, the future of Manhattan, Kansas. So I think, I see a good discussion happening around this. It's always, it'll be worth discussing how we're going to do the other $7 million or $10 million that needs to go with it. But Ron mentioned, we came a long way on this, just to have the City University advisory group dedicate the funding sources that they get towards this project is pretty incredible for the next, I think at that time we said 10 or 20 years. So
20-year commitment.
So that's pretty good, because this is an investment. And the other piece is, you know, even though we had a football game with fewer people in attendance because of COVID, they navigated through the construction, I think, rather well. So we're moving along, and people are seeing the construction going well. So I'm looking forward to the discussion on this tonight.
You know, it's go ahead, Ron.
One of the other improvements that I didn't mention, which was really, I think, helped this project score a lot with KDOT, is that from a safety and economic development perspective, there's a lot of driveways on that north side that feature some of the agronomy and other K-State ag access points. And so this eliminates about five of those and actually builds a frontage road back off of Kimball that will be linked to College Avenue, so North College Avenue. And so that will really improve the safety of intrusions upon and get rid of a lot of those rear end accidents that we're having from folks turning in and out of those.
That's where I was gonna ask you about here. So you read my mind. That's a neat project. Obviously, it's good to see how it's coming along. I do have a question right around the College and Kimball intersection. I'm starting to see those little just north of Kimball. There's these little platforms that are starting to rise on the north side. I'm just curious what those are. Do you know? Little brick platforms. They're not very tall. Maybe like 3 feet tall.
Oh, so there are. There's a knee wall fence on part of it that actually will be covered limestone. There's cement block now that's the underbase for that. And then there's other stone pillars and ornamental features that go with the overall signage and streetscape design associated with the corridor.
Okay. Thank you for clearing that up. I was just curious. I drive that way quite a bit. So it's like, oh, what is that? Neat project, though. That'll be, again, item B here on the City Commission. Big talking point tonight for sure, and the meeting begins at 7 o'clock. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap up our conversation here. We'll take a look at the consent agenda next here on InFocus.